We are at the Vodafone Comedy Carnival here in Galway, and I'm meeting for the very first time Mr. Al Porter.
Hey, pleasure, Paddy.
Good to meet you, man.
It's my pleasure. I've heard a lot about you.
All the good stuff, obviously.
Ah, yeah, Carl Spain tells me everything about you is from back when, you know, the 2 years were young. Yes. Beautiful.
Thanks. I haven't lost it.
Ah, no, you're gorgeous now.
Thanks.
Honestly.
He probably told you most of my material as well. He's doing that on stage now.
Oh, is he? Yeah. Thanks, well,
Carl.
I'm doing his old stuff, so is that your stuff?
Mine.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, I'm doing your guys.
I'd say you're probably doing it justice as well, so thanks for that.
Well, you're welcome. Yeah.
Tell us about Galway. You're here, this is your first time at the Comedy Carnival, am I right?
Yes, that is my first
what
year at the Comedy Carnival.
What are you hoping to get from it?
The ride. I mean, that's, yeah, definitely always looking to get that when I come to Galway. It's a great student town. I'm looking to get a new experience of, it's one of the most difficult lineups I've been on this year. In terms of, like, for me, as a kind of novice, a young guy, that I'm on with Bernard O'Shea, Judah Friedlander, Colin Murphy, Terry Alderton, who I absolutely love, and I only know from the telly box.
Good.
I only know from the telly. And, you know, for me, I'm going, the only place I can go on in that lineup is the first spot. I have to go, I think that is where I'm placed. But it's a test to kind of go, look, these guys have about a decade on me in the business. So I want to get on, and the minute I get off, not go to the bar, watch and learn.
And with all those comics, were you a fan before you start doing comedy? Is that how you got into this, or had you focused, I'm going to be a stand-up comic?
I had never seen stand-up live until I was 19. And the only things we would have been allowed to watch in my family, which are quite a traditional family for the modern age, because my dad's a, you know, flight sergeant from the Air Corps. My mother was the parish secretary. She wanted me to be a priest. He actually wanted me to be in the army. That's true. And I became a panto dame. So, you know, I always say I gave them the best of both worlds, like a man who'll never marry and wears a dress at work. But genuinely, it was quite an old-fashioned family. So the only people we watched were Lee Evans, Peter Kay, maybe a bit of Dame Edna or some sort of rerun of Lily Savage, and, you know, in later years, Michael McIntyre, something like that. But I went to a comedy night when I was maybe 18 in my local pub and suddenly realised, a few of the lads that were there are still around, just gigging on the circuit, but realised, holy crap, comedy can come and actually be about your life and your actually about your area. And I was hearing Talla jokes for the first time because I'm from Talla. I was going, I've never heard this stuff before. I thought everything was about man drawers or, you know, funny faces. So it was then when I decided I wanted to do stand-up. And only since I got into stand-up did I start watching all the stuff that actually was around me. So, big fan of Bernard, and a big fan of Terry Alderton and Colin Murphy, who I got to gig with in the Empire and Belfast and stuff. But only since I started doing stand-up, had no idea, completely oblivious to them otherwise. Proper homegrown on the telly box. It's like if I was an American and all I knew was Bob Hope. And, you know, and I didn't know that, you know, let's say, who's your man with all the lawsuits and all the, you know, your man from the 60s and 70s, all the lawsuits, one of the modern, heralded modern stand-up. Come on, Paddy, you're better than me at this. Black hair, Dustin Hoffman, did he play him in a movie?
Yeah. He goes back to the 50s.
Lenny Bruce!
Well done.
Yes, you know, it's like I only knew that Bob Hope was around, but Lenny Bruce was actually around the corner. So that was what I was doing with stand-up. I only knew Lee Evans on the telly, but I didn't realise that Bernard and all these great, you know, vanguards of ours
were around
the corner.
For his craft, doesn't he? Like, Lee Evans, one of the first acts I went to see in Edinburgh in 96. And I just went.
I was 3 years old.
I was four and a half. My mother brought me.
Your mother,
to that
yes.
Gig.
She smuggled you in her handbag.
Look.
Yeah.
It's he was amazing. I just thought, like, this is a guy that I want to do what he's doing.
Yeah.
And just tell stories and spin yarns for a while. Like, it's just so with comedy yourself. Are you seeing it? You're new.
It's new.
Shining light of Irish comedy at the moment. Where's it going to take
you? Light at the end of the tunnel, as in, like, the death of Irish comedy.
I herald
the death of Irish comedy.
Where's it going to bring you? Where do you want it to bring you?
I honestly want it to bring me somewhere unexpected, because if I knew where it was bringing me, then it wouldn't be interesting, would it? You know, I prefer that bit of spontaneity and the bit of mystery, and hopefully it takes me somewhere I don't know. Like, so there are a million and one people willing to map out your life for you, to go, well, you do Ireland for 5 years, and then you start doing more radio, you know, by the time you're 8 years in it, you get a bit of TV, then you'll go to London, then you'll do this, then you'll be 40 and you'll be doing a chat show.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? Yeah. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll be, you know, at a deli counter in New Zealand in 5 years.
Nice one.
But if stand-up brought me there and I'm happy there, then that's good. Yeah.
Exactly. So with the difference of, you're doing all the clubs at the moment in around Ireland, what do you think is going to be the main difference of doing those clubs to performing at the Comedy Carnival here in Galway?
I think it's actually, you know, going to be less of a struggle to kind of get the attention of 400 very drunk hen nights. But, you know, there are different struggles. Like, for one, those nights can be great fun. You know the ones where you go in and it's a battle.
Yeah.
And these people are there and they're going, Jesus, tell us something I don't know. And, you know, and it's really, holding a cigarette, where, yeah, because I gig in working men's clubs in the 70s in Blackpool. But this kind of thing of, you know, those gigs can be hard to win over. But when you do win them, let's be honest, they're hammered, and you know it's not too difficult once they like you and you're in there.
It's a good victory, isn't it?
But it is a good victory. But a show like this, the Comedy Carnival, it's comedy fans are going to it, especially in Galway. I find Galway are very intellectual. So when I come on, it might actually be a different kind of struggle, a struggle to not, you know, to not fall into that habit of doing kind of cheap stuff that works with hen nights, you know.
Oh, good. Well then it's kind of, it's going to push you more then, maybe.
Yeah.
Is that how you feel? Okay,
yeah,
good.
Hopefully. I mean, don't care. I'm pretending to care for the interview.
Yeah, okay,
but at the end of the day, you know, you care, but you don't care. Because if you cared too much, you wouldn't be honest with yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
So what the real challenge is to go out there and have a great time. And usually that's not too difficult, because people are nice.
Vodafone, Comedy Carnival audiences in Galway, be nice to Al Porter and he'll be nice to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Very nice to you.